This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The national debt soaring to $22 trillion, in case you're interested. But I know you want to talk about the wall and the deal. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right at the top, we go to Justin Duckham in Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News. Justin, so what's the scoop on the deal? Does it include the $5.7 billion in border funding? I don't think so, huh?
It does not include the $5.7 billion for wall funding, but it does include about $1.2 to $1.3 billion to build a barrier between the U.S. and Mexico for about 55 miles. So this is a pretty steep reduction in what the president was initially asking for. But this is what was agreed to as a compromise for the bipartisan Border Security Committee, the one that was originally agreed to after the president agreed to reopen the government this time. And it looks right now like it's likely going to be signed by the president. You know, of course, everybody believed back before the previous shutdown that the president was going to eventually sign on to a temporary CR and kick the can down the road, and that fell apart. But so you know, you always have to be kind of cautious with this. But based on what we're hearing out of the White House and based off of the president's statement, it looks like this may be acceptable and may be the step needed to keep the government open for the immediate future.
Yeah, and of course that was the big concern, whether the government would shut down or not, and that's interesting. So we'll see, looking like you said, that he's going to sign that border deal. In the meantime, Mueller, and also what's going on with, there was a huge story in the Washington Post that I thought was interesting about this cigar club meeting, and it's really kind of a big chunk of what the Mueller investigation uncovered, and what is that all going to mean? So it is intriguing, and it piques our interest, but there's not a massive details there. What is the latest on what's going on with the Mueller report, and can we expect it anytime soon?
Yeah, today we tried to get the president on record to say whether or not he would support opening the final Mueller report up to the public. That's been one of the key aspects moving forward with this. Particularly now that this investigation has gone on for, about 2 years, there really is the big pressing concern that, ultimately at the end of the day, this may not really be made public. And that's what people are trying to kind of nail down right now. So the president wasn't willing to say that. Previously we've had William Barr, who was the new incoming attorney general, saying that he would look and try to figure out where exactly that falls. But on the heart of it right now, we still don't know exactly, where this is going to be going. We have reports that continue to come out, including a, meeting that Paul Manafort had with a Russian at a New York cigar club that, apparently says a lot about where exactly the investigation has been and is going. But, overall, this has been one that has been obscured with just a lot of secrecy and a lot of silence from Mueller's office. So we really don't know how this is all going to end.
Yeah. Then there was a story, and I mentioned it right before we went to you, the national debt, $22 trillion, and this is just right after a year after we went through the Trump tax cut. What's the reaction to that? Anything in Washington?
This is, of course, getting a lot of attention from lawmakers, particularly those who have been, fiscal hawks for quite some time. But, from the White House, this is something that generally would have ruffled quite a few feathers in most Republican administrations, but we just didn't necessarily see much of a response today. We're likely going to be hearing some more from Larry Kudlow, the top White House economic advisor, tomorrow. That's sort of the buzz around the West Wing. And we're likely going to get their response and most likely a defense on, you know, some of the spending measures that the administration has pursued so far or have, you know, called for, this goes beyond just sort of flippantly asking for $5 billion for a wall. You know, obviously there is some very serious repercussions coming from the shutdown. There is, you know, as you mentioned, the Republican tax cuts. That is something that has, you know, certainly driven this up. So we're likely, you know, going to be getting some answers, but so far from the administration for a lot of these issues, we've seen, you know, a lot of efforts to try to paint a rosier picture than, you know, the facts sort of dictate.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And then El Chapo, of course, convicted, found guilty of 20 criminal counts against him, including drug trafficking, weapon violations, etc. And there were some comments about him initially when he was picked up, and now there's going to be this sentencing phase. Was there any kind of at all reaction to that?
You know, it was interesting. So the verdict came, I believe, right when Trump was giving his sole set of public remarks during the day. And, you know, generally this would be sort of an issue that we would expect the president to really latch on. This is something that, you know, ties into the drug issue that he's been more than willing to talk about previously. But we haven't heard anything from the West Wing on this. But, you know, this is certainly a very dramatic trial. He is facing life in prison. And, you know, just what an insane story that's led us here. This is one of the more bizarre, far-reaching crime stories in recent memory.
Yeah, boy, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, always fun to talk to you, and we appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the other big story on the heels of the fact that it looks like the president's going to sign this deal, if you will, after these negotiations on the Hill, the longest ever federal shutdown created a crazy environment at the IRS. We're not shocked by that. But there was a new report that came out from somebody who is the head of the Taxpayer Advocate Service and said that taxpayers couldn't get frozen refunds. That's not a surprise. Then there were all these unsolved and resolved audits of past tax returns, and only a handful of calls from taxpayers were answered during that 35-day lapse in funding. So the agency was still dealing with a backlog of unfinished, I guess, carryover cases from previous tax filing seasons. And then, of course, they were behind on integrating the new tax law changes. So those 5 weeks couldn't have come at a worse time, and this is why there was so much concern about refunds and whether people were going to get refunds and what was going to happen. I can just remember seeing the doors in Seattle, and they just flipped them open again on some national publication where you had the doors that were shuttered, and you had blinds, and you had a sign that said the office is closed during the partial government shutdown. Not a laughing matter for people who were looking for that refund, who know when they would normally get it. And all these unaddressed responses from these earned income tax credit audits from the last tax season, and like I said, some of them froze tax refunds because of that, and so there's a backlog in work, which means if you're due a refund, it might take a little bit longer, even though they're not saying that. I mean, it was like crazy telephone chaos. Anybody calling in, you couldn't get any live assist. Is that not the worst anyway? But especially when you have a question you need answered when it comes to taxes. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things till you call for more. I like to make it, but you can't.
Hey, coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. But before we go there, just having come back from Atlanta, a couple of thoughts for you. I had the opportunity to be a guest on a show of a guy named Dan Locke, who is a huge YouTube sensation. He's a businessman, a very successful young entrepreneur, businessman, and he's got 1.5 million YouTube subscribers, and it was so interesting, and he's called the king of high ticket sales. It was so interesting talking to Dan Locke and listening to his philosophies about mentors, and him asking me about radio and the future of what do I see in business and what do I see with technology, and about my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, which you all know came out at the tail end of November, and you can get that on Amazon. But and he asked me the big takeaways from that. It was just fascinating to see the cameras, the setup, and how easy it was to do, easy in the sense of what the setup is, in a room that was well lit and had three cameras, basically. And once that interview comes out, we will certainly let you hear some of that. We're going to have Dan as a guest on this show. He's somebody who really led the expansion of internet marketing since 2000, and he's one of the foremost experts in marketing and business in that sense. It's incredible, his methodology, and it was really fascinating to be on the other end of the interview deal and then to talk about what I just mentioned, things about mentors, etc., and deal closing and all of that and what that entails. So he's going to be a future guest, and I was a guest with him, and we'll let you hear some of that, too, along the way. All right, so in this segment where we're kind of dumping in what the buzz is, and the buzz is... there's a lot of buzz, actually. And because I was just flying, I saw the attitude of the TSA workers again, which was actually pretty good, because the thread that's out there in the airline industry is the president's going to sign what these negotiators have come up with, and we're not going to see another shutdown. And while in the United States we're dealing with that, because we had the air traffic controllers who walked out, and then that led to what ultimately was the government reopening and the TSA workers working without pay, I happened to see this story, and it was in Fortune, and it was about Lufthansa is suing a passenger for missing a flight. So check this out. You know, you're always looking for the best bargain. And the German airline is going after someone who skipped the last leg of a booked flight. It's a practice called skip lagging, because they say that they violated the terms by not completing the entire trip. And I'm wondering, raise your hands, hypothetically, if you've ever done that. They want $2,400, a little under $2,400 in damages. And so now they're saying that not just the German airline, but the travel industry is paying close attention to skip lagging, where you leave a flight at a layover instead of the final destination, you know, hoping to go someplace and get a cheaper flight after that, because with the delays and everything else, you could work it out where that's what happens. And he did it. They're going after him. Skip lagging travelers are working around the system, they say, to save hundreds of dollars a flight. What's wrong with that? If you have the prices out there, you think nobody's going to try to take advantage and figure out, hey, how can I do this bigger, badder, cheaper? Is there something wrong with skip lagging? Andy, what do you think? Skip lagging, fair or foul? Is it okay to do it? You say, really? You say foul. So you would, I picture you as somebody who would want to save money. That if you were going to go to Hawaii or were going to go somewhere exotic and then you had this opportunity to save, you know, $300-$400, that you would just ditch the last leg of that flight and then get something cheaper. You wouldn't do that?
I suppose it's fair, but I wouldn't do it because it sounds like too much work when you involve vacation.
Ah, that's it. There you go. That's what it is. Too much work. Too much work. I'm just going to stay on this plane. I think more people do it than you would know, because they're looking around for deals where they change their mind, or they figure out there's something that they, someplace they could get to in a better way, or there's some kind of a delay, and that's another way to do that. But it's interesting that there is that term for it. So in mentioning again, going back to me doing the show live from Atlanta and what I've discovered and bringing that to you, is I saw that they put out the rankings for the worst traffic in the nation, and I was almost positive Atlanta has to be on that list. Boston was on the list as the worst place for time wasted in traffic. The yearly rankings are put out by INRIX. And they found that the people in Boston living in and around the Boston area lost an average of 164 hours sitting in traffic. That's like 7 full days almost. In Washington, D.C., drivers lose 155 hours a year. Chicago, 138, and Seattle, same thing. New Yorkers, 133. Shame on them. They could commute. It'd be probably cheaper and easier. 128 hours in L.A. So L.A. wasn't the worst. And boy, I'll tell you, after doing the Atlanta thing and the Chicago thing back-to-back within a week, both had horrific traffic. Terrible traffic. But once it was during rush hour. So no, none of us want gridlock. None of us like congestion. And everybody wants to complain about traffic. And you can't keep up with growth in some areas. because you see, like, I feel like I'm constantly on roads that are under construction. Up, oh, it went from a 3-lane highway to now we're going to make it a 5-lane highway, but it's going to take us a year and a half. It's going to be crazy. That's what it feels like to me. That it's a constant, Dallas is constantly under construction because so many people are moving there and they can't handle it. The roads can't handle it. In other places like Los Angeles, they say, too bad. We're taking this one step at a time. You don't like it, go after us. Right? Yeah. What do you expect? This is Los Angeles. We don't have great public transportation. We don't. And speaking of being stuck in traffic and all of that, this is the time of year where, you know, you got spring training. Woohoo! So baseball, an affordable sport for a lot of people in perhaps your hometown, because tickets for a family of four a lot cheaper than football or basketball or hockey. I don't know that to be 100% sure, definitely football. But I was reading this story about this AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies where they're going to go peanut free. And you say, well, is that really a big deal? Well, think of Cracker Jacks. Think of things that have peanuts in it. But peanuts are one of the deadliest allergies in the U.S., especially with kids, where it's scary. They can choke with anything with a peanut. Well, if it's an obvious peanut, they would know to stay away from it, hopefully. But I have a niece who has the peanut allergy thing. And what they have to go through with cupcakes and things at parties and schools, because it would be just deadly for her. And I realized when I looked at the statistic that in the U.S., 2.2% of children and 1.8% of adults have peanut allergies. Do you have a peanut allergy? Oh, I love peanuts. It would be a bummer for me if I had a peanut allergy. At the ballpark, you've got bags of peanuts. You've got Cracker Jacks with peanuts. You had a bunch of things that would have peanuts in it. And then other things that are made with peanut oil. So you'd have to be so careful about that, because it really is deadly when you can't breathe. It's so severe. And that's when you need the EpiPen, which of course costs a fortune. We won't go into that direction with that story. But that was the whole thing with the airlines and serving peanuts too. So now they do like the pretzel thing, because they're afraid of the whole peanut allergy deal. Wow, tough on the peanut industry, huh? You didn't talk about that in the mailbag, but we're going there next. I'm walking down the hall. I'll see you in a few.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It seems there is a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The president says he isn't thrilled with the bipartisan package that would offer nearly $1.4 billion for border fencing. White House aides say the president is likely to sign it. He also appears ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
We're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less important areas.
The president's critics have vowed to challenge such moves in court and in Congress. The Treasury Department says the U.S. national debt has increased. It topped $22 trillion for the first time. The Trump tax cut and increased spending on the military have helped create the jump. When President Trump took office, the national debt was $19.95 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
He has too much fun. Let's dig in the mailbag. Certainly we're going to dig in the mailbag. And so here's the deal. The mailbag is filled to the brim with your questions about whether or not I think we're going to see another government shutdown. Let me look in my crystal ball. It says, ask again later, much like the Magic 8 Ball. You know, here's the thing. It's not looking that way, but does that mean that it's not going to happen? Of course not. This I got from Jenny. Kate, my son works for the IRS. And the thought of him having to struggle again with a young child makes me ill. And, of course, we're helping however we can. But the bottom line is another shutdown would be horrific for not only his family but the other families. I think what people don't understand is so many of the people caught in these jobs are on either end of the spectrum. Either they are nearing retirement age or they are young and they have degrees that they've really worked hard to get, and then they find themselves being put in a situation where they can't pay their mortgage, where they've got a young child and they've got to get diapers. What does the government say to that? Well, the government's saying, we think we have a deal, so there's the good news, that there is a fix, because the president is pretty much signaled to go to, he's going to go with what was decided, and it's kind of receded the idea of another shutdown. He didn't publicly endorse the bipartisan agreement. It offers just a fraction of the money he's looking for the U.S.-Mexico border wall. But that shutdown deadline is hanging over his head, and he suggests he might be able to accept the deal, saying he could take other steps to fund the wall. And he was asked, you know, am I happy? The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. That's what he told the reporters when he met with them at the White House. It's not going to do the trick, but I'm adding things to it. When you add whatever I have to add, it's all going where it's supposed to be, to build a big, beautiful, strong wall. Good news is, it's looking like it will become a reality. The compromise, which bipartisan negotiators came up with late on Monday, revived the talks that had fallen apart. It includes that $1.375 billion for 55 miles of new fences along the border. So it's definitely short of what the president wanted monetarily and what he was thinking of for the 234 miles of steel walls. But the thought is he is going to sign it. I'm going to take one more wall and then move on to something else. And this one is from Gavin, who says, I don't think any of us could stomach another government shutdown. It's like this counter clock that keeps rolling, rolling, rolling. And you feel for the people whose stories then become larger than life if you pay attention to local news. And it's so damn depressing, Kate. I hope we are not going in that direction. I really feel for the people who are trying to keep it together, and who wants to work for free. That's just so ridiculous. And what can you ask of TSA workers or air traffic controllers or those who work in the IRS with the areas that are being pinched? Well, we all agree on that. This one from Rod. I've never emailed the show before, Kate Delaney, but I listen on TuneIn. I usually listen when I'm taking my walk. I laugh out loud sometimes. I get angry at some of the things that are happening. But best of all, I really am glad I found your show. How about the Wire Fox Terrier? I bet you're not talking about that. And your dog lover. Did you see what happened at Westminster? I did. So I was just reading the story that King beat Burns, the long-haired dachshund, and some others to win Best in Show. I don't know. When I see the dogs, I think it's wild how obedient they are. Wonder what in their heads, what is going on? What are they thinking? Right? And you have breed after breed after breed. They get judged against the counterparts. And you got 2,800 dogs from 203 breeds. And then they kind of whittle that down to dozens. Only one dog is best in show, though. And we saw who that was. King, the Wire Fox Terrier. That must be, if this is what you do, it's got to be a wild feeling to beat these other dogs. I mean, seeing the dogs and what the humans are doing with the dogs, it cracks me up. If you want a funny movie, a real parody on what happens at this dog show at Westminster, and they call it something different and all of that, is Best in Show. And it's very, very funny, I think, especially if you really understand how it works. And you watch what they do in relationship to each other and in a relationship to the dogs. It's just crazy. I got a couple of emails about this, including this one from Duke. Virginia and blackface. It's outrageous that these people think it's not a big deal. And then the things that they latch on to. So, members of the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus, Katie, are calling for the resignations of the governor and the lieutenant governor. Do you think Ralph Northam will get a chance to redeem himself for what he did in 1984 in the medical school yearbook, the blackface. I don't think he can redeem himself. And I think every time he tries to answer the question, he gets in deeper. What do you say? Oh, I don't think he can redeem himself either. I don't know. I think some people want him to be able to figure out a way to get out of this gracefully. But, I mean, there's just no healing in this. I don't know what to say. I think he crushed it for himself in a bad way when he was trying to face the media and he was not prepared and he didn't really know what to say. He didn't do himself, let's say, any favors there. It's a dicey situation. I mean, it really is. Because how do you accept that, especially with the society we live in now? But is it just this whole idea of the painful history of blackface? They're just so unaware of what that means and what it meant. But it's messy. This is messy. Northam may end up having to resign. Or maybe not. Maybe he refuses. He just tries to gut it out, which would be such a big mistake. Ooh, such a big mistake. I want to give you the follow-up because I talked about this in a previous show. The rain, the winds, what happened with the snow in Hawaii. And now it's pickup day, of course, days later, after this outrageously, incredibly high surf. I mean, mind-blowing record, rainfalls, all of that. In Honolulu, they were saying that they were going to break the 24-hour record for the amount of rain that fell down. Normally, you could think it's a good thing. But the 191-mile-an-hour of winds, and then dealing with the power outages, and everything that you have to deal with when you have that kind of a horrific sort of storm. Not sort of, a horrific storm, let's put it that way. When I was watching some video from it, I was just trying to think in my mind, what does 191-mile-an-hour winds feel like? And I've been in some windy conditions, but I guarantee I've never been in anything like that. That would be not only cold, it just would be tough to even stand up with that kind of weather going on. All right, how about this one from Cecil? Cecil says that there is a law, Kate, in L.A. that requires firms looking for contracts to disclose NRA ties. So what does all that mean? Well, LA is requiring the companies to disclose where they're at with that. A new law is saying that's what you have to do. The city council passed it on Tuesday, and the NRA has been a roadblock to gun safety reform. According to council member Mitch O'Farrell, who came up with the bill, he says it's been a roadblock for gun safety reform at every single level of the government now for decades, and this is nothing different, and decided to move ahead with this. Attorneys for the NRA are saying they're filing a lawsuit arguing that the law is an unconstitutional effort to restrict and chill an individual's right to associate and express their political beliefs. Well, that's poker red hot. Poker red hot. Because, of course, the NRA got under a big microscope from the left on the heels of the mass shootings around the country. Well, there's a reason why they were requiring companies seeking contracts to disclose those NRA ties. It makes sense. Go to the man cave. On the flip side.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Time to
invade the man cave.
No more restrictions of teachers that pushing the sound of good right about him now. She's good for him who was always right for her. She was always cool right around. When you are together, the things together, it's impossible to shut them out.
All right, we're in the... What team? We don't all agree on the teams that we like to root for. We do agree it's a good way to kick back, chillax when we see some good action. So, and I think one of the convos we would have would center around football in a sense, because wide receiver Antonio Brown keeps on being that thorn in the side of the Steelers. He asked the Steelers for a trade. So picture this. It's if you asked your boss for a trade. Of course, would you be making this amount of money? So the news of the trade request is right after he tweeted a farewell to the Steelers and their fans, saying it's time to move on and go forward. Will he go forward, though? He's 30. There's been all this speculation. He failed to show up to work the day before the season finale against the Bengals. Team president Art Rooney II told the reporters that something changed with Brown the last week of the season. He wasn't sure why. He said he reached out to him. Nothing. Who's his agent? The one and only Miami Viper. That would be Drew Rosenhaus, who said that he had spoken to the Steelers to say that Brown's position, you know, what his position was, but wouldn't talk about the details. So now there's this mystery around this. He's due $2.5 million. That would be on March 17th. If the Steelers trade him before that date, they absorb $21.12 million in dead money. What is dead money? It's the money we would love to scrape up. But to the Steelers, it's dead money. Does nothing for them on with their salary cap. It's terrible. It would rise it. They would raise it to $23.62 million if he's traded after March 17th. So He turns 31 in July. He's due salaries of 12 and change in 2019, 11 and change in 2020, 12.5 in 2021. There's just no guaranteed money left on his contract. So the Steelers have been looking at all these trade possibilities. He's hinting he wants to go to the 49ers. And what's a hint? It's when you have a huge social media following and you Photoshop yourself in a 49ers jersey. And, oh, yeah, you FaceTime with a 49er legend, Jerry Rice. He wants to go to San Francisco. Next thing you know, like I said, those big posters, you know, the fathead posters, it's just a giant life-size thing. That would be on the wall, and he would be in a Steelers uniform. Wow, wow, wow. He's not happy. He doesn't want to be back there, and they don't want him back. They can't, because he would be ineffective, and we already know that. Let's move on to something else. How about this in the NBA? Full throttle in the NBA, which means, you know, we're deep into this season. So the Hawks beat the Lakers 117-113. The Lakers are 28-29. Away, they're 12-17. Now, despite the loss, LeBron had a triple-double in the loss. So 28 points, 11 boards, and 16 assists. Ba-ba-ba. That's what you call a triple-double because he's got all, you know, triples right there and doubles on the numbers. I feel like I'm playing bingo. It's a triple-double. And how about those 76ers? You hang around long enough, something changes. So Sixers picked up another win. They're 36-21 as we bounce to the East. Or they didn't pick up a win. They picked up another loss, 112-109. So they are 36-21, 23-7 at home. Joel Embiid, 23 points in the losing effort, the big center for the Sixers, and Al Horford, the center for Boston, 23 points. The lines were so crazy, almost identical. And it did come down to the wire. That would be a thrilling game to watch because it was tight the whole game. And speaking of that, and that's why I brought up basketball, the Spurs beat the Grizzlies 108-107. Another tight, close finish. That's good basketball. Sadly, it doesn't happen usually until the second half of a game. And that's brutal, to sit there and just watch back and forth. And not all games are that way. Not all games are created equal. But when someone has to pull it out at the tail end, oh, that's fun to watch. Oof, really fun to watch. By the way, the spring training is in full swing. I mentioned that already. We're into February. The Cubs are trying to, they say, enhance their domestic violence training and awareness. Because remember, they had their shortstop, Addison Russell, who was suspended for 40 games late last year because he violated the domestic abuse policy. He's going to be in spring training, but he has to sit out the first 28 games of the regular season. So the Cubs have decided we've got to take this to heart. Theo Epstein said we're really stepping up and enhancing our training. He said by the time spring training is over, every single employee, not just the players, in the organization will have gone through this training. Every player, every coach, all of them across the board. Russell's ex-wife, by the way, went public with the allegations of domestic abuse in September. He's the first prominent player to return to his old team after a big suspension for domestic violence. That's a second chance, if I ever heard of one. So good for him that he got the second chance. And maybe good for the Cubs that they, well, it is good for the Cubs, that they decided to spread that whole training all the way out. So not just for players. It totally makes sense. Everybody has to be on board with it. They have to be. Now, there was a gas leak, and it wasn't at any of the spring training sites, but there was a gas leak that forced the evacuation of Blue Jackets Arena, and it canceled the practice. people were smelling gas, and they reported it. There's a bunch of restaurants there, all of that. They're trying to investigate what caused the smell, and the high readings of gas in the area had dropped by mid-afternoon, but they couldn't take any chances on that. The Blue Jackets said at that point they couldn't let people into the building, but they didn't have an impact. It didn't have an impact on their Tuesday night game against Washington. Ooh, scary if they didn't catch that, though. So luckily, and I say luckily, they did catch it. That's a good thing. By the way, the Blue Jackets shut out the Capitals. 3-0. So in the end, it wasn't that much of a distraction. I'm just going to say that, right? Scary when you walk by it. The biggest blowout of the day was the Blues run a win streak to 7 games. They beat the Devils 8-3. 8-3, pretty sweet for them. They were scoring machines all over the place on the ice. Now, if that's your team, you're hungry, hopeful, and you feel really good about that. To pick up that 8-3 win. Because you need these games to edge out others as you get deeper into, before you know it, we'll blink our eyes and it'll be playoffs again. Mm-hmm. So Jaden Schwartz got his first goal in 23 games. That they said it was 73 shots. And then you had pretty much everyone scoring across the board. But neat that he was able to score. He even said afterwards, it was nice to see it go in. Hopefully more of those to come. You try to stay as confident as you can when you're not scoring. You try to do anything to help the team. So they were pretty proud of him. It's your first goal. You get the puck. I mean, if you're not scoring, you got to be playing defense. And after watching hockey so much and seeing what they go through, ooh, the physicality of that game would be tough. Very tough. But they pick up a win. A win is a win is a win. And you look at all the really incredible teams in the NHL, and it's pretty competitive in the Central Division and in the Metro Division, I'll call it. The Islanders on top, though, 72 points. And then the rest trickles down, New Jersey being the worst at 21-27. Come on, do you want to drive a Zamboni? You know, I've always wanted to drive a Zamboni. Just because I want to see if I could steer the bloody thing. I think I could do it. I do. I'm gonna apply to a lot of different arenas and try to take a camera with us and do a live Zamboni feed. How cool would that be? Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea. tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.